Stay tuned to WBAI Saturday night, September 18th at 10 p.m. for another edition of Morning Dew, the program dedicated to the planet Earth, the people on it, and the Grateful Dead. For this fun drive special, we'll be raising money, featuring live reports from the garden, previewing the upcoming Garcia Grissman collaboration, as well as choral gospel music from San Quentin Prison. At the breaks, we'll have an environmental bulletin board, as well as some phenomenal recordings of live Grateful Dead and music from Madagascar. All here on 99.5 FM, September 18th to 10 p.m., WBAI, one more Saturday night.
And it's 10 o'clock, which means, once again, it's time for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. I couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. So Billy Bones was the best to face the worst.
Yeah, Pledge Week is always so much fun around here at WBAI. In fact, it's so much fun that we do it for 2 weeks. Yeah, and we really do need your support. Not like all those other stations that ask for your support when they don't really need it. No, we really need your support. And you can tell by all the things that break down as we get through a normal day here at the radio station. Our phone number is 279-3400, 212-279-3400, and we're asking that anybody who has gotten something out of this program in the last year, the last few months, the last week, if you've learned something that has helped you, if you've learned something that has enabled you to save money or just be a little bit more educated as far as your telephone, getting access to the internet, knowing when you're being ripped off, or just appreciation of computer hackers in general. If any of this applies to you, give us a call, 212-279-3400. That's our telephone number. We've got a number of special incentives. I mean, positive incentives. We're not going to threaten you or break your fingers if you don't call or anything like that. Those are the incentives those other stations use. Now, we have what we call positive incentives, such as a two-tape Negative Land compilation, which is yours with a pledge of $75. That plus the WBAI program guide, which will make its way to wherever you tell us to send it to for a full year. That's right. And we have all kinds of other things as well. But please, we need to see those phones light up. 212-279-3400. That's our telephone number here. We have two calls on the line, and we'd like to start off the show with a full line. So that way we can maybe take a few phone calls later and proceed as normally as possible. 212-279-3400. Light up those phone lines. Show some support. You know, speaking of support, last week we went on the air and talked about a couple of computer hackers that were sent to prison. I was mistaken saying they were sent to prison last week. They actually were sent to prison this week. And they are currently there as of yesterday. But you know what? What's troublesome is that we didn't get a single letter from any of you. Not one letter. And that's especially troubling because when you have people very much like us, the people that do this show, the people that listen to this show, the people that show up at 2600 meetings, when you have people like that being sent away for periods of up to a year, communication becomes very important. Even if you don't know who these people are, it's important to know that you have friends, people who are thinking of you, people who care, who have the same interests, who know that what has happened is wrong. What has happened has been a travesty of justice where people are sent to jail for crimes that the judge does not even understand. In fact, he didn't even understand if there was a crime committed. Basically, these people were guilty of knowing people, of talking to people, of showing up at meetings, of being part of the hacker world. And when you start sending people away for things like that, it's a very dangerous trend that we're setting. So please, write to these people, even if you have never heard of them before. And you can write to them care of us here at WBAI. The program is Off the Hook. Our address is WBAI 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. And any kind of reading material, any kind of words of support certainly will go a long way. And while we're at it, let's show some support for maybe some good laws, maybe some education on the legislative end. That's something that we can all work towards. And for now, we need your support at 212-279-3400, 212-279-3400. We've got a surprise for you. We've got a surprise. And, it's going to come your way as soon as we get a couple of phone calls. 212-279-3400. Show your support for this program. Show your support for this radio station. Show your support for the fact that we're here. Because if we weren't here, if we weren't here, our immediate neighbors to the left, you know, if you tune your radio one or two notches to the left, or our immediate neighbors to the right, one or two to the right, just, you know, wander around the dial a little bit. That's what you would hear instead of us if we weren't here. Do you think somebody else would just come in and do this? No. A radio station like this takes a lot of work, takes a lot of construction from the listeners on up, and we need some construction right now. 212-279-3400. We have, as I mentioned, the Negative Land tapes, which are hard to find and well worth it once you do find them. That's for a pledge of $75. But if that's too much for you, then please pledge what you can. And everybody who does pledge will receive the WBAI program guide for a year. And with that program guide, you'll know what's on. You'll find even more radio programs that are of interest to you. And you'll have all kinds of things to show your friends as well. We have a lot of other things, too. We have the Martian Chronicles on two tapes. We really do. We have that, the Negative Land thing. We have all kinds of cassettes and books and God knows what else. And our listener volunteers are more than happy to help you out there. 212-279-3400. That's our telephone number. Let's get some phone calls coming in, and we can move on to our particular revelation for this week's show. And it's a pretty big one. It's something that I think is going to help people out there. We did some work on this over the past week. We're always finding little holes, little ways people can take advantage of things. And if you want us to continue to do this, We need to hear your vote of support. It's not just a question of building it all up for the radio station. It's a question of knowing that there are people out there that care about a particular radio program. This program, Off the Hook, has been on for a number of years, and we've brought you everything from how the phone company works, how the phone company rips you off, to how computer systems work, how computer networks tie together, and how you can get access, why access is important. We've talked to civil libertarians. We've talked to computer hackers. We've talked to phone company people. We've talked to just about everybody on these subjects. We've talked to people in this country. We've talked to people in Europe and around the world. We're the only radio program like this in the country. And I think I can say that without fear of contradiction. Yes, I think I can. And there's a reason for that. It's because WBAI has the type of environment that allows for this kind of thing. So 212-279-3400, that's our telephone number. Give us a call. Show your support. All right. And while you're all busy dialing, as I know you must be, let's take a look at some of the things that have been happening this week. This is rather interesting in regards to New York Telephone. State officials have called for a major rate reduction. That's right, you heard right, a rate reduction by New York Telephone next year, as the company came under attack separately for a deterioration in service this summer. Do you notice that, the deterioration in service? I've been noticing it for some time, actually. But, yeah, a rate reduction. Imagine that. The blasts at the phone company arise as the State Public Service Commission evaluates New York Telephone's revenue needs for 1994, part of a review of possible changes in the way the company is regulated. In a filing with the Public Service Commission, the State Consumer Protection Board, these are the good guys, they called for a 10% decrease in New York Telephone's rates starting in January. That would reduce projected annual revenues by at least $545 million, according to the board. Joe Blau, the Consumer Board's Director of Utility Intervention, cited a sharp drop in the cost of attracting investment and a comprehensive program by New York Telephone to reduce costs and increase productivity. By the way, I see we have three calls on the line. If we can make that seven, it'll make me feel like it's worthwhile, you know, because that's a full line. And if we get seven phone calls, seven pledges, then I think we can open up the other lines to our call-in people and take some more subject matter for today. 212-279-3400. Is that a fourth call I see? Great. That means there's only three more, and that means that you listening right now are one-third of the solution. I don't think your odds have ever been that good. Please, pledge what you can afford. We take Visa, we take MasterCard, and we have volunteers just waiting to hear from you. 212-279-3400. Continuing with this this story here, Edward Collins, spokesman for the PSC, said that the staff of the agency that regulates the phone company so far is recommending a $216 million cut in phone company revenues. A decision by the commission is expected in November or December. Phone company spokesman Stephen Marcus countered that a rate reduction of any level was not warranted. I sort of expected them to say that. We feel it would have a chilling effect on the state's economy, draining money that could be used for investment, said Marcus. Many businesses in New York are information intensive. They need a telecommunications network that will meet their needs, and if we don't get what we want, we're going to make sure they never do. Well, he didn't really say that, but I'm sort of expanding upon his remarks a little bit, but it definitely was there in the tone, right? We all know this. Collins said that the PSC is monitoring service problems in such areas as missed repair appointments and customers who are out of service for more than 24 hours as measured by PSC standards. In those categories, said Collins, there was a marked decrease in the quality of service beyond a traditional decline in the summer. Tony Pappas, managing director for media relations for the phone company, acknowledged the problems and attributed them to difficult weather conditions, yeah, coupled with a lag in responding with enough workers. In August, we began moving a lot of people to repairs, said Pappas. We're well on our way to having these problems behind us. Okay, also, for those of you that are interested in speaking out against various things or for certain things, well, you just missed a meeting in New York City. The reason that you never seem to find out about these things is because they hide them in the newspapers, and they don't tell you exactly where they are, and they don't bother to announce it until after it's over. Now, this is something that appeared this Monday in Newsday. It says, attention, New York telephone customers, you can make a difference in the way the telephone company is regulated. The New York State Public Service Commission is exploring a new way to set rates for New York telephone. This could greatly affect your telephone service and its cost. The Public Service Commission wants to know what New York telephone customers think about telephone rates, new technologies, and service quality. Come to hear and discuss the issues and make your opinions count before the Public Service Commission makes its decisions. As I said, this appeared in Monday's paper, and they basically said in this particular advertisement that there's going to be a meeting somewhere in New York City on Tuesday. And, of course, today's Wednesday, so the meeting is over. It would have been nice if inside this advertisement they said where in New York City the meeting was. More people probably would have shown up. I can tell you that there is a meeting in Long Island on September 22nd. Now, Long Island is only about 100 miles long and a few miles wide. So it's somewhere in there. I tried calling them today, and I got a recording. Yeah, 1-800-342-3377. I got one of those, press 1 to do this, press 2 to do that. Please hold, please hold, please hold, click. You know, that kind of deal. And, of course, if you call now, you'll get a recording saying, can't call now. You have to call between 9 and 5 to get that particular little circus that they put you through. But the number is 1-800-342-3377. And there was a meeting somewhere in Long Island on September 22nd, somewhere in Poughkeepsie on September 23rd. And that's pretty much where it stands. Now, at these meetings, you can talk about all kinds of things regarding phone service, regarding what is right, what is wrong, what is justified, what is not. And along those lines, we've got something right here for you right now that we want to play for you. This concerns something that we've just uncovered, something I'm sure the phone company does not want us to uncover, but something that, well, we figured we'd uncover anyway. Now, we've been talking about caller ID and privacy issues. $50? $50? Is that all we can raise? All the people out there, come on, get on the phone, please, give us a call. Don't embarrass me here. 212-279-3400. We're the only show that brings you this kind of information, and we don't do this very often. We don't go on the air and humiliate ourselves like this, but we don't get into something a bit higher than $50 among all the people in the tri-state area. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to be hearing in this particular time slot. Maybe Muzak. That has some rather high revenue potential, doesn't it? 212-279-3400. If you're a human being within the sound of my voice, there's probably a telephone near you. And you can call us up and just make a pledge. And you pay it when you get the little reminder in the mail or you put it on your credit card. You know, we're not going to extract the money from your veins on the telephone. It's nothing painful like that. 212-279-3400. You'll find it's a very cordial experience. It's a very pleasant experience. All right, I'll make a deal with you. If you listen to what you're about to hear now and you say to yourself, well, I'll be. I never knew that. This is definitely going to be something that will concern me in the months and years ahead. If you say that, or if you say words to that effect, let's make a little deal now where you call up and just pledge whatever you can afford to help make us get a little bit higher than $50. I mean, I don't mean to belittle the fact that we have $50. That's obviously helpful, but, you know, we need to get more than $50, and we do that by having each and every one of you give us a call. All right. Now, to get into what we uncovered, we've been talking about this, this whole caller ID issue, and call return is something that you activate by dialing *69, or if you don't have touchtone, you dial 1169. What it basically does is call back the last person that called you, assuming they're within a particular geographical area. In our particular case here in New York, it would be anywhere in 516-212-718 or 914. 201 and 609 and 908, I believe, all linked together as well in New Jersey, and other areas have their particular regions hooked together as well. And one day they'll all be tied together and we can *69 somebody in California from New York. It's going to be amazing. The problem is, a lot of people weren't aware of this. When all the debate about caller ID was going on, people were told they could block caller ID, but they weren't told about call return. Even if you block call ID, if you don't send your number when you make a telephone call, someone can still call you back immediately by dialing *69. And in response to the public outrage that occurred when this was revealed, New York Telephone said, well, we'll offer a privacy feature that allows for the number not to show up on local itemization. In other words, if I call you and I have a privacy feature on my line, then when you get your local itemization, assuming you *69 me and call me back, where you see my phone number, you'll see the area code, you'll see the exchange, but instead of the last four digits, you'll see four X's. And that is the extent of privacy to which you are afforded in this particular case. You cannot block *69 from working on your phone number, or so we've been led to believe. Now, this is something that we experimented with over the last couple of days. We had a phone line that has caller ID and is capable of *69ing, call returning somebody. And we placed a phone call from a payphone directly from a payphone to this particular phone number. And on the caller ID device, the phone number of the payphone did in fact show up. So the number was transmitted, and everything appeared to be just as it normally is. However, listen to what happened when we tried to call that payphone back. Well, actually, our tape machine isn't working quite as well as the phone company is. Okay, let's try it this time on this machine over here. This is what happened when we tried calling back that payphone using *69.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. If you know the telephone number, please dial it direct.
Now, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all. Now, how is it that the phone number shows up on a caller ID box, yet you can't do a call return on it? Seems pretty bizarre to me, doesn't it? I mean, it's a strange setup here. So I decided to call the phone company and say, well, you know, has anything changed here? Because obviously there seems to be a way to block your number from being called back. Seems pretty simple. And also, there was another incident that led me to believe this. A local university has a whole bunch of telephone numbers that make outgoing calls. They're not what you call DID numbers. They're trunk lines, and the numbers don't resemble the numbers that actually are attached to the university. Basically, what that translates to is that when somebody makes a call from this particular entity to a caller ID box, a number shows up that doesn't really make any sense. And if you call it back, you'll just ring and ring somewhere, and maybe a university operator will pick up at some point. Up until recently, it was possible to *69 those particular numbers, and within the last couple of weeks, that particular feature was turned off, and also, every single call coming out of there has now a private number, so you can't see the number. You can't see the number, and you can't *69 the number. Fascinating, huh? Listen what happens when we call a New York Telephone business office to find out if something has perhaps changed.
You have reached the New York Telephone Order Center. All representatives are currently assisting other customers. If you are experiencing difficulty with your dial tone, you can reach our repair department by dialing 611. If you are using a touch tone telephone, you can place an order to seasonally restore your service or totally disconnect your line by dialing our account information line on 1-800-698-3545. You will need to enter your telephone number and the three digits following it that appear on your telephone bill. All others, please continue to hold. Thank you.
New York Telephone is notorious for cutting off their recordings before they're finished and for starting them before they're ready. Also, something else of note, you hear this hum? According to the phone company, that doesn't exist.
Thank you for holding. If you are using a touchtone telephone, you can place an order to seasonally suspend or restore your service or totally disconnect your line by dialing our account information line on 1-800-698-3545. please have your bill handy?
Yeah, if you can hear that hum, then that means that you're hearing something that doesn't exist, according to the phone company. This last recording, by the way, starts with a long silence. You always get three recordings. You never get two, you never get one. You always get three, and then you get through.
All representatives are still assisting other customers. Please continue to hold for the next available representative. This will be the last recorded message you will hear. New York Telephone appreciates your patience.
Yeah, well, we certainly do appreciate New York Telephone's recorded announcements. All right, so we stayed on the line for quite some time, as anyone is prone to do when they call the phone company to resolve things. But we finally did get through to a representative, and we asked a very simple question. Let's hear what happened.
Thank you for calling New York Telephone. This is Ms. Bobrick.
Yes, I had a question regarding Star 6-9 abilities.
Okay.
I was wondering, is there any way to turn that off so that when you call somebody, they can't call you back?
No.
There's no way to turn that off?
We can only stop it from being used inside your house.
Okay. So in other words, you can make...
If you call somebody, they call you back. They can call you back. There's no way to stop that.
I see. Okay, that's true of virtually every phone on Long Island right now. Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we basically found out what their particular stand on the issue was, that you can't turn it off. No, absolutely not. Period. No way. Okay. Nice to have things pointed out to us. However, the fact remains that we have clearly seen two different entities, namely a large institution and a payphone, that have the ability to not be called back. I mean, same basic switching system, signaling system there, both using signaling system 7, both transmitting the same data down the line. Obviously just a switch or something, some permission not turned on, that allows them not to be called back. Star 6-9 does not work. So we figured we'd go a step higher, talk to a supervisor type, and find out if anything really made sense in the phone company. Let's hear what happened.
My name is Ms. Schultz. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm having some confusion with regards to call return. I was told that there's no way to not be called back if you call somebody.
Stop the call. You can stop them from getting the number, but you can't stop the action.
Okay. Now, what's puzzling me is that somebody just called me from a payphone. And I have caller ID, and I saw the number show up on my caller ID. However, when I tried to *69 it, it said that kind of call could not go through. So
exactly right, you can't.
Why is that?
It doesn't speak in the same language. A coin phone does not.
I see.
To access it.
Does not speak in the same language. Remember that, folks. That's a technical term. The payphone does not speak in the same language as a residential phone. Back to our tape. Even though the number is transmitted, it won't call that number back.
No.
Okay. And the other thing that I was curious about, the university out here used to transmit the number, and now it simply just says private number, and it won't let you *69 back to that number either. In other words, you were able to before, but now you're not able to. It's as if some sort of a switch was thrown.
I have no idea, sir.
Okay. Well, can I find out if it's possible to have that for residences as well? That kind of a service where the number doesn't show up and the person cannot be called back. It seems like it's possible.
Can't stop someone from *69ing you. You're a resident.
Are you saying that residences only can't allow this? That if I was a business or an institution, I would be able to block *69?
Residences cannot stop the action from someone calling you back that way.
Okay, can a large institution, though, can they block it?
You just told me that, so I don't really handle business, so I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Residences don't.
Okay. Is it, can you connect me to somebody that handles business?
Well, hold on.
Thank you. Nothing to panic about. She simply went away to check on this. She'll be back in just a moment. Let me give out our phone number again.
Yeah, businesses are closed. You have to call tomorrow, 783-2700.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
No, she didn't sound too happy with us for asking those questions in the first place. But the fact of the matter is, not enough people asked them to begin with. Obviously, the system is capable of not allowing Star 6-9. It's done it twice. It's done it on a payphone. It's done it with institutions. I was calling a utility company, and the utility company was busy. And so I decided, okay, I'll use that annoying little feature. How they're being ripped off by it. It's a fact. You're being ripped off. We're here to show you how not to be ripped off. 212-279-3400. I can guarantee you, by calling that number, it's not a rip-off. You'll be getting exactly what you pay for. You'll be investing in non-commercial radio. You'll be investing in the kinds of ideas that come across this radio station 24 hours a day. 212-279-3400. 212-279-3400 for a pledge of, I believe, $50. You'll get the WBAI program guide, and you'll get the 2600 T-shirt as well. We have all kinds of other things, though. We have volunteers that are that have taken time out to answer the phones. They're in that room right now, waiting for those phones to start ringing. We have one caller on the line, but that means we have six people sitting around doing absolutely nothing, or maybe just indulging in idle chit-chat or whatever, you know. But that's fine and dandy. But this is a serious matter here. We depend on our listeners. We really do. Without our listeners, we're nothing. And what the commercial stations don't realize is that without listeners, without viewers, they're nothing too. However, it takes a lot longer for them to realize that they have no listeners and have no viewers because they have advertisers. And that's all that really matters to them. As long as people continue to buy things, they believe that people are actually listening and watching the garbage they put on the air. Now, we're a lot more direct. We have you. If you don't call, that means we're doing something wrong. And we have to respond to that. So, if you don't like WBAI, if you don't like this radio station, if you don't like this program, don't call. Do not pick up the phone. Do not dial 212-279-3400. All right? We'll take that as a message. We'll take your non-response as a message. However, if you don't feel that way, please respond. 212-279-3400. You know, I think we're only one call away from a bingo. That's nice. That would be very nice if we got a bingo, and then we could probably take some phone calls on top of that. 212-279-3400. Please make the room erupt into pandemonium. Any pledge, we'll get a 2600 T-shirt. I think we only have extra larges, but I don't know. Extra large tends to fit everybody in one way or another. But that's something that we're offering here as a special premium, complete cost to 2600 Magazine, the Hacker Quarterly. On the front of the shirt, you'll see schematic of a blue box. That's right, schematic of a blue box. It's rumored to be illegal to wear this shirt in California, because such things aren't allowed to be publicly displayed. It's only a rumor, though. On the back of the shirt, you'll see all kinds of interesting news articles about computer hackers and high tech, and you'll be the subject of all kinds of attention from people who are staring at your back, like on supermarket checkout lines. We have quite a few instances where people have met other interesting people in that particular manner. In fact, more and more people are passing each other in the streets wearing 2600 T-shirts, and it's rather unusual. In fact, get this. Recently, in Austin, Texas, a friend of mine was listening to the radio. He was listening to the radio, and a commercial radio station, you know how they have those stupid remote things where they are talking to people in the street and saying, oh, so, you know, what's your name? What are you doing here today? Blah, blah, blah. You know, that's what commercial radio is made of. You know, all good fun and games. But in this particular case, the person on the radio was saying to the person in the street, that's an interesting shirt you're wearing. What is that 2600? What does that mean? What is that that all those lines and things on the front? What is it all about? Now, the odds of me hearing about this, I think, are pretty slim, but it just goes to show you that more and more people are becoming aware, more and more people are taking an interest in technology and not being afraid to show it. You know, not cowering behind their radios and saying, yeah, I've played with the phone. I've dialed *68 just to see what it would do. You know, I called the computer and I looked at what it said. I couldn't get into it, but I was curious as to what it was. I asked questions. That's what we need, people that will ask questions and people that will share the information. Please share some of your generosity. 212-279-3400. That's our telephone number. And some people wanted to know what one of our premiums sounded like, so I'm prepared to share that with you here. And the Negative Land tape is something that's pretty rare. I can't play something from that because I don't have it myself. However, I do have the new Negative Land CD. It's called Free, and it's led to quite a few misunderstandings at the checkout counter. But apart from that, it's a very good CD, and once you do finally get it home, you'll be able to get all kinds of hidden messages out of it. This particular track we're about to hear is called The Gun and the Bible. And if you've never heard of Negative Land before, you'll know what they're all about. These are the people that are being sued by their own record label, as well as by the rock band U2, Casey Kasem, what's left of the Moral Majority, and the PMRC, and certain governments of the world. They're the very spirit of rebelliousness. This is what they sound like, and with a pledge of $75, you'll get a double cassette of Negative Land, plus the 2600 t-shirt, but of course, any pledge will get that. We'll get a 2600 t-shirt, that is. 212-279-3400. Let's have some calls come in during this short musical break.
Wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 He said, the wilderness. Out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness.
Hard this nation, 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 out hard this nation, out hard this nation, out hard this nation, out nation, out Bible, he said, the Bible, hard, he said, and the Bible, this Bible, hard this out machine, he said, the machine, and the Bible, submachine gun, the Bible, and the submachine gun, hard this nation, grab knuckles. The submachine gun, and the Bible, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Carbines, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said, America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
Gentlemen, we'll reset by slag heat, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Bam, bam, bam!
Your bullets can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the Wild Side Life, ain't it, Wilkes?
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know? Now, we've sponsored a lot of public service stuff, man. We had the show on Saturday nights. We had a whole series on how to beat Bank AmeriCard. A lot of people, you know, want us to repeat it, you know? We're getting a lot of heat from the government. We're still going to repeat it, you know? The management says to go ahead and repeat it, so we're going to be able to play it for you people again. We had Mrs. Rosemary Kennedy's biography, her intimate biography, stuff that was uncovered about her life. We had that stuff on, you know, about how really badly she felt about her son's dying and stuff. Where the hell are you? Let's get some phone calls. 555-2150. What about you people in labor? Come on. Every Friday night we've been sponsoring a wobbly hour. We've been having old weird wobbly guys who were with the IWW back in the 20s and stuff. Let's back us up. We're in the same boat. 555-2150. It's us against the world. Let's go. Let's beat the world tonight. Come on, sheet metal people. Where are you? Okay, St. Mark's for girls. I'll give a kiss to every girl from St. Mark's that calls, pledges some money. Come on. You're some good-looking chicks. You got some handles over there. You mothers, you young mothers that are still up. The baby's crying. We're the only station that's got a radio daycare center, you know? We got a girl that comes in here and, you know, keeps the kids in their place. Shut up. Sit down. That kind of stuff. And it works. Because the kids listen to the radio and respect the radio. Now, why don't you show a little bit of respect? Give me a phone call at 555-2150. Call up! Give a couple of bucks. Do you want to hear radio again? You know, what if you woke up some morning and there was no radio? It sounds like the beginning of a short story, you know, but 1984 isn't that far away. Come on, goddammit, excuse me, but this is ridiculous. We've been putting out, now put up. Put up or shut up. We're going off the air if you don't do it. I mean, you're only hurting yourself. All right, I'm sorry. Nobody's calling now because I blew up. Now, I'm sorry. I'll play a record or something. But please, somebody call 555-2150. I'm sorry for yelling. I apologize.
Okay, that wasn't us. That was Bill Murray, actually, doing a piece from National Lampoon. And, well, it could be us, you know. If things get a little worse, I guess we could be resorting to tactics like that. But, no, we don't threaten you. We don't hold things hostage. We don't, you know, belittle our listeners. But we do ask that you give us a call, 212-279-3400. What we heard before Bill Murray was Negative Land off their new CD. We heard a piece called The Gun and the Bible, and it's a magnificent CD, and we're offering a double cassette of Negative Land, various tidbits. That's for a pledge of $75, and of course everybody that calls in will get a 2600 t-shirt that will show the world that that you love hackers, I guess. I don't know. We have a $150 matching fund. Now what that means, for those of you that have not heard any of our begathons in the past, if people call up now and pledge a total of $150, whether it be $350 pledges or $275 pledges or $151 pledges, if people call up and do that, this nice person who has offered to do this will add an additional $150 to that. So, in other words, we can make $300 really quickly. Really quickly. Just by having people out there call up and pledge $150, we can... Yeah, I don't think I like her. Yeah, you see, we can do that, too. We can just cut people off whenever we feel like it. Yeah, $150, 212-279-3400. Pledge what you can afford. If you pledge $50, you'll get the WBAI program guide. You'll get the 2600 T-shirt, and you'll be helping us to get an extra $150. That's right. It'll just take three callers, $50 each, to get an additional $150. It's amazing how these things work, but that's exactly how we got where we... got today. You know, WBAI is world famous for its programming. World famous. I found a book about Pacifica and about WBAI in a bookstore in Berlin. I couldn't read it. It was in German, but I did recognize WBAI. I did see Pacifica all over the place. We're famous. And it's because of you we're famous. Because of the innovative programming we put on, but we couldn't do it without your support. If our listeners went away, we'd be nothing. Right now, all of our listeners have gone away. We have no calls on the line. 212-279-3400 If we don't get that $150, then we don't get the matching fund. You see? It works that way. It's part of the market economy, I guess. 212-279-3400. Once we meet that match, we can move on to other things. We still have about 15 minutes in the program. Actually, about 11 minutes. Depending on which clock you believe, there's two clocks in this room, and they both tell widely divergent times. Kind of the way we are here at BAI. Time doesn't really matter that much. What matters is that people out there care about each other. They care about the radio station. They link hands to support us. And yeah, it sounds sickening, doesn't it? It sounds like hands around the world. But the point is, we have to get together, and if we don't do that, we're going to sink like a stone. Make no mistake about that. Because, the people we pay our rent to, people we pay the transmitter costs to, they don't really care about us. They don't care about us at all. They just want their checks. They want their money. And if we don't give it to them, well, you know what happens. You know what the term is. And we don't even have a paddle. Let's put it that way. I checked before the show. We don't have one. 212-279-3400. I'm going to read you some listener mail. And hopefully by the time I finish reading the listener mail, we will have met that pledge or met that match or matched the pledge. Well, we would have gotten $150 at least. 212-279-3400. Please remember, everybody that calls in gets a 2600 hacker t-shirt. Now, just wearing the t-shirt alone is not grounds to be thrown into prison. That's something I feel I should point out because there's a lot of paranoia going on out there. It is, however, grounds to be accepted as one of the truly culturally elite of this society. Well, okay, that's a stretch too, but still, it's not a bad thing to be caught wearing, let's put it that way. You will meet people this way, interesting people, and, you know, some not so interesting people, but you'll meet people and you also learn something. Anytime you feel like it, you can take off the shirt and read the back of it. You know, if you're stuck on a subway or something, you always have reading material on you at all times when you're wearing the shirt. It's white lettering on black background, and it's spreading all over the world. In fact, at the Hacker Congress in Amsterdam last August, this August actually, almost everybody was wearing these things. It was kind of scary, like they were duplicating. Okay, here's a newspaper article sent to us from Ed over in New Jersey. Flights in a large area of southern United States were delayed for about 90 minutes when computer glitches hit a regional air traffic center in Florida. The problem resulted in the shutdown of radar, telephone lines, and radio frequencies at the Jacksonville Air Route Traffic Center in Hilliard, Florida. It comes from the Investor's Business Daily of September 1st. And how many times have we heard something like this happen? It happens a lot. It's a little tiny piece, you know. It's only about six lines long. I think something like that should be on the front page, you know. Computer glitch. And airports have to shut down. No backups. No ways around it. Our lives are controlled by computers. Better get used to it. Happened in New York a couple of years ago. It's going to happen again. Happens all the time wherever there's poor planning. Whoever computers are allowed to run rampant and there are no backup systems. And we have this letter from somewhere in New York. There's no city attached to this. Dear Emmanuel, perhaps you aren't aware of some of the implications of two of the topics you discussed in recent radio shows. On the Clipper chip, perhaps you aren't aware that an important element of the Clipper system is that the serial number of the modem is sent over the connection along with the encrypted data stream. In order to perform an interception, the authorities would first receive the serial number of the transmitting terminal. They would then look up the two required keys for that terminal and decode the transmission. And on another topic that we covered a couple of weeks ago, something else you haven't heard anything about in the mainstream media, the New York State sales tax. Yes, on data communications and internet access and things like that. There is another sleeper in the new York tax law. If they ever want to start following the letter of the law, the New York Tax Department can start charging sales tax on the fair market value of any software or information transferred instead of the actual amount paid. This means that the tax department can charge sales tax on all software downloaded from bulletin boards based on what they believe the fair market value to be. Also, for nonprofit or hobbyist-run bulletin boards, they can determine the fair market value of login time on the bulletin board itself and charge sales tax for that value. The BBS operator would be liable for the tax. Also, individuals would be liable for these new taxes when they use BBSs located out of state due to the use tax. Individuals would be supposed to, or are supposed to file, They would be supposed to file, because they're not supposed to file it now, but in the future they would be supposed to file. Anyway, use tax returns and pay the tax themselves when they import software from out of state by telephone. You can only imagine how exciting enforcement of this could become. That letter comes to us from the Jolly Green Giant, somewhere in New York, but he raises some very good points. Once tax departments start getting a hold of the free-form world of the Internet and bulletin boards and data communications in general, it all becomes a nightmare. It all becomes very unpleasant, and people will start to shy away from it. We can't allow that to happen. We need people to speak out against this kind of thing, and that's you, that's me, that's a lot of other people that aren't listening right now. Okay, have we met that match? I don't know if we have or not. We have a few phone calls on the line. Hopefully we've met the match. Somebody, I assume, will tell me if we have. 212-279-3400. We need to get as many calls as possible. Everybody who calls in will get a 2600 T-shirt as a special thank you. A special thank you from this particular radio program and no other. And we only have a couple of minutes left. Now, we have the New York Telephone subject that we were talking about before, where the Public Service Commission is actually discussing lowering the rates. Can you imagine if that would actually happen? Lowering the rates. Perhaps getting rid of the touch tone fee. Perhaps getting rid of all the other ridiculous charges that we're faced with each and every month. We have somebody that just stopped by the studio. This is Razor. Say hello, Razor.
Hey.
You have something to say about all this?
Yeah. I was curious. You were talking before how the spokesperson had said that they were trying to meet the needs of online services. Obviously, they spent quite a bit of money building up the infrastructure to do this, although now we all take it for granted. Given if there were certain rate decreases, while it would be good for the consumer, are they trying to purport that they would not have enough money to then go and develop the infrastructure, and as a result, online services and other things that are very dependent of the infrastructure would be less compatible and less people would be able to do this?
Well, I think that's what they're implying. But, you know, I don't think we need the local phone companies to build up the infrastructure as far as online services. Mm-hmm. I think we can do a good job of that ourselves with what we have here. In fact, I don't want the phone companies to be running things. I don't want the cable TV companies to be running things. I want us to be running things and having our own little organizations that do these things on kind of a grassroots level. I think it'll be a lot better, a lot more people will have access that way.
Well, they were saying that they were looking at a $545 million reduction, right?
Uh-huh.
So now, what I'm getting from this is, if they agree to do this, that means that they can suffice without an extra $545 million, which kind of translates into this $550 million is profit.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Oh, I mean, they go away with a lot, and they have ways of figuring it out so that they, I mean, NYNEX has all these other companies that aren't supposed to make money, and they can simply channel money into these kinds of things. I mean, they're geniuses as far as funneling money in various places, and they've gotten into all kinds of trouble with various legal people as far as that kind of thing goes. I mean, they're the phone company. They're good at this kind of thing. We're the consumer. We have to sort of, you know, we have to survive in whatever way we can.
Well, folks, they're making $550 million profits. We can't even raise $500, so please call in. And
yeah, well, we're trying to do that. Actually, you know, I think we made the match, so thanks to all the people that called in with that. I don't know what the actual total is, but I think we did okay. We did okay for this first show during the autumn marathon. 212-279-3400, in case you want to call up and take advantage of the special offer that we've been giving this past hour. Anybody that calls in with any pledge, whether it be the minimal pledge or what have you, anything else that we're offering here at the radio station, you'll get a 2600 Hacker T-shirt thrown in, which is not something you can buy in department stores. Oh, wow. According to this, remember when we started off, it was $50. I was complaining about $50. Well, according to this, with your help, with everybody out there, you know, pledging, calling in, we made $860. That's not bad. Not bad at all. Of course, another $140 and we'll be $1,000. Yeah, I guess maybe I should quit while I'm ahead. But if anybody wants to call in with $140 to put us at an even $1,000, that would be real nice. But really, thanks to all those people that did call in. We'll see you again next week. Remember, write those letters to our friends in jail. Send them over here to WBAI, 505 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10018. Could easily be one of us. Could easily be one of you. And will be if this kind of thing doesn't stop. We'll have more on this in future programs. And we'll have more on all kinds of other things as well. Stay awake. Go to those meetings. Go to those PSC hearings. Let us know what happens. Talk to you next week. For Off the Hook, this is Emmanuel Goldstein. Stay tuned for the WBAI Evening News. And again, that phone number to call in your pledge if you really want to wait till the last minute, 212-279-3400. Thanks again. Good night.
Hello, listeners of WBAI. This is Montego Joe, the host of the show Accent on Percussion.
And I'm Evelyn Blakey, the daughter of the legendary percussionist Art Blakey.
Music Under New York is presenting its annual jazz festival, which this year is a tribute to Art Blakey, and they're calling it Celebrating Percussion.
Percussion to him meant tapping into and drawing upon the rhythm of life. It was the driving force of his life and his musicianship.
Celebrating Percussion will start Monday, September 20th through Friday, September 24th. The starting time of the festival is 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the new refurbished station at 34th Street and 6th Avenue under Macy's. On Friday, September 24th from 10 p.m. to 3 p.m. on the main concourse of Grand Central Terminal, I'll be participating in the spectrum of percussion at about 1 p.m. along with Zane Massey and his band.
Of course, along with you and Zane Massey and his band, I'll be singing some hot blues and jazz.
So listeners, come out and see this exciting event celebrating percussion.
Why is it you've got 350 hate groups in America? Have the Jewish Defense League who won't lift a finger at even one of them? Why are they targeting us?
Historian John Henry Clark. On Sunday, September 19th, from 6 p.m. to midnight, a number of this country's leading African-American and Jewish historians will participate in what promises to be one of the most stimulating, insightful, and controversial discussions on U.S. history, histrionic, and the African-American experience. The program will feature John Henry Clark, Ivan Van Sertimer, Howard Zinn, William Lawrence Katz, Tony Martin, Jan Carew, and Leonard Jeffries. It will also feature theologian Cornel West and Muslim minister Louis Farrakhan, and will be hosted by WBAI's Dr. Gerald Horn, Playful Benjamin, Bernard White, and Alambe Brock. That's this Sunday, September 19th, starting 6 p.m. here on listener-supported WBAI in New York.
You're listening to WBAI in New York. Unfortunately, due to the marathon, there is no rebroadcast of the evening news. We just found that out ourselves. So that's a late breaking news item of sorts. However, in its place, we're going to do something rather special. And as kind of a thank you to those people that called in expressing interest in Negative Land, we're going to play as much of the Negative Land CD as we can in the time that we have before Robert Knight comes in. And because Negative Land is such a cool group of people, you're actually encouraged to tape this and spread it around without any regards to their economic profit-taking and all that kind of thing, because that's just the kind of people they are. So in a few seconds, we'll be playing that. First, this announcement.
Why is it you've got 350 hate groups in...